WIXX, your home for the Packers Radio Network. Time to break down the game with Murphy, Katie, Nick, and the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Packers stack two receivers left. It's first down. Football at the 21-yard line of Chicago for the Packers. Motion to the right side. Here's the handoff. Dylan around the left side.
Yeah.
15. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. Fighting to the goal line. And is he in? Yes. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers.
You know, that is amazing, Wayne. Between Aaron Jones and A.J. Dylan, it is quite a backfield they've got going on there.
Yeah, one gets it going. You know, it's hard to stop. And the Packers ran effectively, guys, 175 yards, 32 rushing attempts. And that's with Aaron Jones somewhat limited, 9 carries, just 26 yards. But Dylan was there to pick up the slack. And then Christian Watson, boy, they pop him around the end, and he goes places. 46 yards in that touchdown run he had.
He is magnificent. We were discussing just how he runs, Wayne, earlier in the show, and it's effortless. It's beautiful. It's pretty. It's pretty to watch him run. He doesn't even look like he's going full speed.
You're right, Nick. I mean, he's a long athlete. He's, you know, he has an ease about the way he moves. It almost looks like he's not trying. You know, that's a special athlete who can do the things he does. And make it look easy, you know what I mean? You know, I think long striders are deceiving. People look at them and think they're not moving that fast. Well, this kid's moving fast, and they're using him in a number of different ways, and wow, I can't wait to see him and Dobbs get back on the field together. Dobbs should be ready by the time we get back to the bye. And those two rookies are nice picks.
We often talk about the patience needed, especially a wide receiver, Wayne, for these guys to develop over the span of 2, sometimes 3 seasons before they really, quote-unquote, get it, I guess is the right. But I forget, and it hit me yesterday as we were watching him, that he didn't even have training camp, Christian Watson. So, I mean, development of him to be so rapid over the span of the regular season is really impressive and speaks a lot to his work ethic.
Yeah, no, this is surprising for that reason, because he really didn't have a whole lot. Even in the offseason program, underwent that knee surgery to get it cleaned up before training camp, and we didn't see a whole lot of him in training camp. But he was on the field. It's interesting. He would do his rehab, and they'd get on the field with his teammates, and he was locked in mentally, and the coaches kept saying that. But, you know, all of us kind of rolled our eyes and said, well, you know, rookies have missed this much time in camp and the offseason program. Especially those guys that are playing wide receiver, so you might as well redshirt them, because they're not going to contribute a whole lot. But this kid, once he got healthy, and it took a while, even during the regular season, for him to get healthy, but once he did, obviously those mental reps he took, the attention he paid, he's obviously a smart kid. He was able to pick it up and get on the field and make an impact once he had some regular playing time.
You know, if the Bears are able to get a supporting cast around Justin Fields, they're going to be pretty good, because that kid is starting to get it, isn't he?
I agree. You know, I was kind of impressed. I thought he threw the ball pretty well yesterday. They didn't run him in the second half. He had 5 carries, 70 yards in the first half, 1 carry for just a yard in the entire second half. But he's a great talent, and watching him and studying him on tape over the last 3 games prior to this one, this kid gets it. There's no doubt about that. And I think he's going to really become a fine quarterback. And they're going to start, you know, putting some people around him. And I think once they do, you're going to see this. They have a quarterback here. And there's not much doubt in my mind about it. But we'll see how it pans out. I mean, we've thought that before about Bears quarterbacks. And they haven't quite worked out. But this kid looks like the real deal. And that's scary, because this rivalry could, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. The Packers have won 8 in a row. You know, where does it go from here? That's going to be interesting to see.
And as effective as he was, and the Bears' offense was, this defense, Wayne, was sort of the one we've seen the last 3 years or so under Matt LaFleur and whichever coordinator you want to throw out there. Flashes of that opportunistic big play defense. The Dean Lowry blocked field goal, the Jair pick, the Nixon pick. When they had to make a play, they made a play this week, and it makes a difference in the win-loss column.
Yeah, you know, that's the way defense is played. It's, you know, you look at the yards and you say to yourself, well, this is not very good. I mean, they gave up 409 yards on 50 plays. The Bears are averaging 8 yards a pop, 155 on the ground. But then you look up and you look at the turnovers and the clutch turnovers in the fourth quarter that really turned the tide of this ball game. And, you know, Chicago had, you know, 13 fewer plays than the Packers ended up having. The Packers had a 32-28, 27-32 time of advantage. That's a big number. You know, so I think that's what you need to see in defense today. And they made some plays. Jair got beat twice in that ball game for big pass plays, one by Equanimeous St. Brown. And yet he came back and made a clutch interception in that fourth quarter that was really huge.
717 WIXX. We're talking football with Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Green Bay Packers. Quick time out. More Wayne coming up on IXX.
Back to talking football on the Murphy in the Morning Show on WIXX.
Second down, Packers. Second down at about 8. Rodgers under center, single back offense. Motion by Watson to the left side. Give to Christian Watson. Watson around the left end. There he goes. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. He leaps into the end zone for the dagger. Touchdown. Christian Watson, the rookie, delivers the dagger.
You know, and he's in some rare air there, isn't he, Wayne, with this touchdown run he is on. Very few. Didn't he tie Randy Moss, I think, yesterday for the all-time scoring record in four games or something like that as a rookie?
Yeah, over the course of four games, he got, what, six receiving touchdowns and one rushing touchdown. He actually has two rushing touchdowns this year. You'll recall he scored earlier in the year on a reverse against Minnesota, so or against not Minnesota, but New England.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, in the last, the way he's come to the fore and the way they use him, he doesn't get many touches, but, boy, when he touches the ball, things happen, don't they?
Yeah, it's pretty electric, actually.
It always seems like when the bye comes that, you know, you can argue whether you want it earlier or later or whatever. It always seems to come at the right time. There's never a bad time for a bye. The Packers can certainly use it. And heading into a stretch run where I know Steve Kornacki or whoever's doing the odds right now has them at, I think you said 11%, Wayne. I don't know what they are. I feel like that's the most exhausting storyline right now is the not dead yet storyline. It takes a little bit away from the week-to-week aspect for me.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, this guy, Mike Sando in The Athletic, it's his rating. Has them at 11% to make the playoffs. You know, but here's the thing about that. I mean, depending on what happens this coming week while the Packers are off, and even the following Sunday when the Packers are off, they don't play till Monday a week from tonight. No, a week from tonight, 2 weeks from tonight. That they could be eliminated by then. You know what I mean? It's possible. I hope not. I don't think it will be, but it's possible if things break a certain way. But, hey, at least they're in it, and at least they got to win over the Bears and go from there, because next year things are going to change quite a bit. I think when you look at that Bears franchise, the draft picks, they have some good draft picks, and they have a lot of money under the salary cap, and they'll get people to come to Chicago to play.
Oh, no doubt. What does Wayne Larrivee do on the bye week? No, you got a little time off. What are you going to do?
I'm going skiing.
Oh, oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah, we've got big snow in the Rockies, so I'm going out there, yeah.
Excellent. How's the injury, though, Wayne? Didn't you get hurt skiing not that long ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A broken thumb. It's a, you know, it didn't keep me out. I didn't miss any time. You know, I got it through it, kind of like the quarterback does.
That's all you did, just tape it up and get back out there.
That's right.
You are a treasure.
Once an athlete,
literally,
an athlete,
that's what we did. We taped it up and got back out there, yeah. You know? Nice. I mean, had surgery 1 week, and we're skiing the next. So,
awesome.
You know. Hey, listen, if the quarterback can do it, I should be able to do it, right?
Absolutely.
I agree.
Right,
he is your muse, Wayne, your inspiration on the slopes.
Well, listen, actually, I was his inspiration, right? Because I did it last spring. So he took note of that. Said, well, if this Larrivee guy he can do it, and I know he's soft, I have to be able to play the season with a broken thumb, right?
Wayne, you enjoy your time off, and we'll talk to you after the bye, okay, bud?
All right, sounds great, guys. Have a great couple of weeks.
Thanks, sir. All right, that'll do it for Talking Football on WIXX.
You've been listening to Talking Football.
And there is your dagger!
Listen back the day after every Packers game for an in-depth breakdown, exclusively on the Murphy in the Morning Show.